recording it all, although nothing's getting on. It's sort of like a
dead website right now.
No one can download. Anyone got any questions?
I was wondering who would you say has been your most significant influence on your spiritual life apart from Srila Prabhupada?
I have to think about that. Why?
Just interested. You mentioned some different
living things. Persons.
Yeah.
Or are we talking about just everybody?
Both. You can answer both.
Well, I have to say Krishna. only Prabhupada can be put before Krishna, and we can't put anyone else before him. Prabhupada's books, which is really sort of Prabhupada, but it's also Sukadeva Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami.
I heard of some of the podcasts where you mentioned that, you know, in your career as a devotee, there's this devotee and this one that influenced you, and I just was wondering who would you say has been the most significant influence?
Well, I got influenced in good ways sometimes. I mean, different ways. Sometimes in good ways, sometimes not so good ways. But I mentioned on the podcast, people. And the first really sort of strong impression was my first temple president, the Mishloka, who was I close this one also. I close that conversion. Although I don't know if there's much sound coming in from there anyway. Yeah, Uruma Shloka, he was a very nice person. And he can open the back door. I don't think there's anything coming in there.
Is he still alive?
Yeah. He's not a practicing devotee. But he was a very nice person. He's great kirtan leader. Very good. He's a very good. Very good person. Very good temple president. And there's so many devotees. We were just talking. Actually, our whole Krishna consciousness is like an adventure or like a quest for sadhu sangha. I mean, even when Srila Prabhupada was here, we were, you know, always looking for association with devotees. We really looked up to, you know, temple presidents, sannyasis, GBCs, they're really up there. But, and that's what it's meant to be. Lava Mantra, Sarva Siddhi. Of course, to get Sarva Siddhi in Lava Mantra, you need to associate with a Paramahansa. It doesn't come from associating with neophytes. But Krishna consciousness always means looking for advancing with, for associating with more advanced devotees. If that's not sort of the active, the dynamic in your Krishna consciousness, then either you've got to be very advanced is that you're just associating through books. But we'll see. So many people are reading books, coming up with contrary conclusions. So, Shutayo Vidinam Mahajanayana Gatasapantam. So we should always look for association of sadhus.
I guess also you can have different influences in different contexts. Like someone can be influencing you in chanting better, someone can influence you better in, like in kirtan, someone in terms of philosophy. So there's different realms.
But ultimately, the real influence we're looking for is increasing our attachment to Krishna and taking us to Krishna. So, Mukha Padma Vakya Chititi Kariyakya. So, someone who is actually, or others, Bande Guru, Isha Bhaktan. So, Guru, those people who are taking us to Krishna, who are the people who are taking us. But that's really sadhu. Anyone can teach you how to sing. Even a demon can teach you how to sing. But you need a devotee to inspire you to love Krishna. And that's what we really need to be doing. We need to be loving Krishna. So there's, I quote this letter, not this letter, lecture from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the book. You saw that?
Sorry?
You saw that thing? Oh, you were nodding.
Yeah,
I'm listening. Oh. Well, yeah, we should have put some books out there. He says, it seems like he introduced Lila Kirtan. Lila Kirtan is when people sing about Krishna, there's Astakaliya Lila in Vrindavan. And anyway, he said that after 20 years you should know about these things. After 15, 20 years you should know about these things and you should aspire after these things. And he starts talking about Siddha Pranali. He says, Siddha Pranali is just being perverted by the sahajas, but it's actually the birthright of Vaishnavas. Siddha Pranali means how you become Krishna conscious. Anyway, there the emphasis is, he's saying that after, you know, 15, 20 years, devotees should be seriously cultivating and moving forward in Krishna consciousness, doing the minimum is for the birds. But that means really serious cultivation, anushidana. So those people who help us do that, and sometimes someone does it informally, sometimes devotees help us through our lives, and sometimes they're friends. Sometimes they're like gurus, sometimes they're just informally people who are giving class, or sometimes in an official position like a temple president or who knows, department head. Or. But that's what, just like a ship's always going according to a course. The course is set by a compass. Just going somewhere in the ocean is a meaningless thing. You could be going in the ocean forever and not get anywhere unless you're on course. So what's the course? So our course is Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, and that only comes by association of Vaishnavas. Okay. And then those people who are bringing us closer to Krishna, those are the people who are making a significant impact in our Krishna consciousness. Some people may have made an impact, but if that's not particularly the impact, then it's like someone to scare the daylights out of you and that made a real big impact, but that doesn't mean that they're what you need for Krishna consciousness.
There's a balance between your preaching and your Krishna consciousness. In other words, you preach and you try and develop some internal mood towards Krishna. So, if you're preaching full time, then any interval is using it as a way to sometimes not preach or sometimes take time out. Like on Sagadam, for instance, the boys would say, well, I'm feeling a little bit negative, I need to read for 5 or 6 hours or 2 or 3 hours when you go out afterwards. So that is not just a